All this occurs through a process of constant growth. The very special form of love that is marriage is called to embody what St. Thomas Aquinas said about charity in general. Charity, he says, by its nature has no limit to its increase, for it is a participation in that infinite charity which is the Holy Spirit, nor on the part of the subject can its limit be fixed, because as charity grows, so too does its capacity for an even greater increase. St. Paul also prays, "May the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another," and again, "Concerning fraternal love, we urge you, beloved, to do so more and more." More and more, marital love is not defended primarily by presenting indissolubility as a duty or by repeating doctrine, but by helping it to grow ever stronger under the impulse of grace. A love that fails to grow is at risk. Growth can only occur if we respond to God's grace through constant acts of love, acts of kindness that become ever more frequent, intense, generous, tender, and cheerful. Husbands and wives become conscious of their unity and experience it more deeply from day to day. The gift of God's love poured out upon the spouses is also a summons to constant growth in grace.